Howdy, folks, and welcome to Melody Ranch with Gene Autry.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend. Where the long
to meet all the folks here at Melody Ranch. Johnny Bond, Pat Buttram, the Cass County Boys, the Pinafores, Carl Cotner, and yours truly, Charlie Lyon. But right now, here's the boss man himself, America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry.
Brothers and sisters, here's the lowdown. When it comes time to have a showdown, there's nothing like a good old-fashioned hold-down to chase your blues away. When Lady Luck gives you the throwdown and Old Man Worry starts to mow down, there's nothing like a good old-fashioned hoedown to brighten up your day. Grab your partner, swing her around and circle on your heel. One, two, three, four, grease your knee for a real Virginia reel. Get ready now to put your toe down. And once you've started, don't you slow down. There's nothing like a good old-fashioned hoedown to chase your blues away. Grab your partner, swing her around and circle on your heel. One, two, three, four, grease your knee for a real Virginia reel. Get ready now to put your toe down. And once you've started, don't you slow down. There's nothing like a good old-fashioned hoedown to chase your blues away. Well, howdy there, friends and neighbors, and welcome to Melody Ranch. Yes, sir, the whole gang's on hand to make your visit just as pleasant as we can. That I knew, then you broke your promise to always be true. You said you would love me forever, sweetheart. How long is forever when now we're apart? The vine-covered cottage you said we would share is only a cottage with rooms that are bare. How long is forever? That I knew, for I will be waiting forever for you. The vine-covered cottage you said we would share is only a cottage with rooms that are bare. How long is forever? I wish that I knew, for I will be waiting forever for you. Well, Patrick?
Yeah?
What are you doing?
Oh, hi, Mr. Artery. Just looking through my old family album.
The word is albums, not albums. You don't know your grammar.
The word is all bums. You don't know my family.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Well.
Say, by the way, who's this character with the goatee wearing the ventilated beanie?
Oh, him? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's my cousin Bledsoe Halifax. He was a panhandler.
So I see. But why is he holding two tin cups?
Well, business was so good, he opened up a branch office. We never worried about him getting cold in the winter, though.
Oh, is that so?
No.
How come?
Well, sir, seems every November, soon as it got cold, Cousin Bledsoe would drink 3 quarts of antifreeze.
Well, you took after him. And did that keep him warm during the winter?
No, but it kept him unconscious till spring.
Well, shall we go on to the next page?
Well, there's nothing on that, and let's try. Oh, look, here's my Uncle Leopold. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a mailman.
Oh?
Yeah, but unfortunately, one day he blew his whistle at a girl and got 17 years at hard labor.
Just for blowing his whistle at a girl?
Yep, he married her.
Well, Patrick, I must say that you have quite a family.
Well, I'll say I did. And what's more, they're all bloodhounds. Blue blood. Fact is, you won't believe this, Mr. Artery, but I can trace my family tree clear back to George Washington.
Now, wait just a minute there, bud. You mean to stand there and tell me that you're related to the father of our country?
Yes, sir. You see, it's like this. George Washington had a cousin called Clyde Washington. Clyde Washington had a son called Murgatroyd Washington. Murgatroyd Washington had a son called Melvin Washington. Melvin Washington had a son called Studebaker Washington. And Studebaker Washington's son was my father's cousin's washwoman's boy, twice removed.
Then how come your family's name is Buttram?
Are you kidding? We had to do something to get out of that rut.
I was born to wander, I was born to roam. Mr. Mississippi made me feel at home.
I can't recall my mother, I don't remember Dad. Mr. Mississippi was all I ever had. Oh, I was born to wander, I was born to roam. And Mr. and Mississippi made me feel at home.
Oh, I was born to wander, I was born to roam.
Mr. and Mississippi made me feel at home. My cradle was the river, my school a riverboat. My teacher was a gambler, the slickest one afloat. My teacher was a gambler, the slickest one afloat. He taught me not to gamble on a petticoat.
For I was born to wander, I was born to roam.
Mr. and Mississippi made me feel at home. Oh, Betty May, I love you. I love you, Betty May. Just like a barefoot laddie loves a summer day. The way a wandering gypsy loves the changing scene. Just like the restless river loves old New Orleans.
Oh, I was born to wander, I was born to roam.
Mr. and Mississippi made me feel at home. I'd love a tiny village, a quiet country town. A house, a little garden, with kitties running round. I'd be a faithful husband, I'd be a trusting friend, until I heard that steamboat coming round the bend.
Oh, I was born to wander, I was born to roam.
Mr. and Mississippi made me feel at home. Mr. and Mississippi made me feel at home. Mr. and Mississippi made me feel at home.
Hey,
what?
Hey, I just read a poem on the subject of the common cow. Would you like to hear it?
No.
Good. As long as you're undecided, I'll just go ahead and read it. Poem in defense of the common cow. Arise and take pity on the lowly cow. Her life is really a drag. For no matter how hard the cow tries to please, she's always left holding the bag.
Look, Ogden. Oh? Suppose we just drop the whole subject, huh?
Why?
Because I'm going to tell a story, that's why.
About a cow?
No, no. It's not about a cow. However, Pat, it did happen one spring just after our annual county livestock show, and that's where this story begins. The show that particular year had been a big success. In fact, the Cattlemen's Association had netted close to $3,500. At any rate, the receipts were all in cash. And since I was association treasurer, they picked me to take the money over to deposit at the Center City National Bank. That was on a Monday morning. By Monday noon, I was just going through Crater Pass when all of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a voice said...
Hold it, cowboy. Reach for a cloud.
Oh, champ. Oh. Hey, what is this?
Never mind the question. Just get down off that horse. Make it fast.
Okay. With that gun in your hand, I guess I have no choice.
That's better. Get his saddlebags, Frisco.
Right, Art.
Well, you know, Arthur, you ought to thank us. We're just saving you from making that long trip to Center City.
Thanks. I remember that.
I got his saddlebags, Art. Come on, let's get out of here.
Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
First, I want to personally say goodbye to our friend here.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
So long, sucker. Pleasant dream. All right, Frisco, let's head for Chula Vista. Dead men don't talk. And that one is plenty dead.
Well, Patrick, needless to say, the bullet missed its mark, thanks to a trick an old-timer once showed me. All you do is watch the trigger finger of the guy that's doing the shooting. When he starts to squeeze, you roll your body out and down. That way, if you're lucky, as I was, you get off with a flesh wound in your arm or shoulder. At any rate, I lay there on the ground and waited until two or three of them rode off. Then, with what little strength I had left in me, I managed to pull myself up across Champ's back, give him the reins, told him to head back home. Several hours later, when I finally came to, I was lying on my own bed. My arm was in a sling, and Johnny was standing over me.
How you feel?
Oh, hi, Johnny. Who put this thing on me?
Old Doc Tipton. He'll be back a little later. Say, what happened, anyway?
Well, I'm a little vague about it all myself. I just remember two guys with masks on stopping me up in Crater Pass and taking the association's money. After that, one of them took a shot at me and left me for dead.
Well, all I can say is it's sure lucky you ain't dead. That slug just missed your heart by inches.
Yeah, I know.
You feel like eating anything?
No, not right now. Saddle up our horses, will you?
Saddle up our horses? What for?
I'll tell you after we get on our way.
But, Gene, you can't go riding around with that bullet hole in you. The doc said you're supposed to rest.
Who are you working for, me or Doc Tipton?
Okay, okay. When you make up your mind, I know better than try and change it. Where are we going?
Back up to Crater Pass and take a look around. I'm going to find those two guys if it's the last thing I ever do. And next time, I'm going to be on the business end of the gun. Let's see now, Johnny. If I remember right, it was somewhere right along here in that... Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
They're on the ground.
Huh?
Looks like part of a match folder.
Well, so what? Anybody riding through here could have dropped that.
Now think again. It rained hard yesterday, didn't it?
Yeah.
Then if this match cover had been dropped before today, it would either be all wet or faded. One of the two.
Holy suspenders. It sure would. What's it say on it? Can you make it out?
Not very well. It's torn down the middle. In fact, all that's left are the letters CK, and below them, the letter T.
Not much to go on, is it?
Not right now, it isn't. But it might be when we get to Chula Vista.
Chula Vista? What are we going there for?
Well, I just happened to remember something else. After that guy shot me and thought I was dead, I vaguely recollect him saying something about Chula Vista. Come on.
Okay. But look, couldn't going over there wait till tomorrow? Old Doc Tipton's gonna be awful sore when he comes back and finds you ain't there.
Now, don't worry about that. I'll take care of all the blame.
Well, what's the matter now?
Hold it a second.
Well, what for?
Look again, there in the dirt.
Well, I'll be... It's a rowel from a spur, ain't it?
Sure is, Johnny. One of those heavy Spanish kind.
Hey, you suppose that might belong to one of them guys that held you up to?
I don't know for sure. But I'll tell you one thing, we're going to find out. Let's go. It was 8 o'clock that night before we finally rode into Chulawala, a small, hot border town that had a reputation as a lawless hole and lived up to it. Anyway, as soon as Johnny and I had put our horses up, we checked into the local hotel, cleaned up, then went out looking for a place to eat. We never found one, though, because just as we came around the corner from our hotel, I saw a lighted sign with a CK on top and a T below. The full name of it was the Black Cat.
Yeah, cowboy, what'll it be?
Glass of water. And a little information, if you can give it to me.
Here's the water. You get information by calling the operator.
Wait a minute.
Yeah?
Are these your matches?
Look, mister, if you want to play guessing games, come back after the place closes. I'm busy right now.
Okay. Just one more question, though.
Yeah?
Have Art or Frisco been in lately?
Who's Art or Frisco?
Never mind, I'll ask the operator. Here you are, keep the change.
Thanks.
Hey, Art.
Take it easy, Joe, I saw him.
You mean that's the same?
Yeah, that's the same cowboy me and Frisco left for dead this morning. My aim must be getting bad.
I told you you shouldn't have come here. Now the hole.
Shut up. Get back to your bar. I'll take care of the rest.
Oh, sure. That's what you said this morning.
Shut up, I said. Frisco's out following him now. See where he's staying at. When he does, I'll take care of Mr. Autry. And this time, for good.
In the meantime, Pat, Johnny and I had eaten dinner and gone back to our hotel room. It was still hotter than a pair of dice on the 10th pass. So we turned on the overhead fan, opened up the windows and the doors a little, and started to play a game of double solitaire.
You'll play.
Red 8 on your black 9.
Black 10 on your red jack.
How many cards you got left?
Well, let's see. Here's 1, 2, 3.
Hey. Quiet.
What's the matter?
Listen. What I heard were footsteps way down the other end of the hall. But they weren't ordinary footsteps. The guy coming closer and closer had the rowel from one spur missing.
Because this time I won't miss.
You know, I kind of thought that was you. Your other rowel's in my shirt pocket.
Well, thank you. I wondered where I'd lost it.
You know, cowboy, you don't kill so easy.
Maybe that's because you don't shoot so straight.
Well, maybe it is. Right now, though, where you want it. In the front or the back?
Funny thing, since it's you, somehow shooting us in the back seems to be more fitting.
Suits me just fine. Turn around.
Oh, no, you don't, buddy. If I'm gonna get shot...
Better do as he says, Johnny.
Well, okay, Gene, if you say so.
Good boy. And now, so long, suckers.
Oh, oh, my hand is broken.
Yeah, don't worry about that. The sheriff will fix it up in a sling, nice and pretty.
Man, for a minute I thought we was goners for sure. Say, where'd that gun of yours come from anyway, Gene?
Out of the sling on my arm, Johnny.
Well, I'll be. What won't they think of next?
Now, friends, settle back and give a listen to one of our favorite recipes for some mighty enjoyable living. Of course, you may find the ingredients a little tough to find, but once you do, believe me, you're set for life. Listen and see if you don't agree as the boys and girls join me in singing, "The West, a nest, and you, dear. Oh, what a dream 'twould be, a cozy little cottage beside the western sea. And who knows, someday maybe dreams will all come true. A cradle and a baby, the West, a nest, and you. Good friends, that seems to be the last rung on the old ladder for this Smurdy Ranch party. But we've got another swell get-together lined up for you at the same time and over these same stations, so try and join us then, won't you? Meantime, this is Gene Autry asking you to keep thinking of us until we're back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly Jimson weed. I'm back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night.